thought that the topic of Kriyas Haftorah is generally one that we tend to be interested in, and therefore I'd like to cover as much as possible related to various Haftorahs. So let's try to move on and cover as much as ground as we possibly can. We start, I don't know if you received Mara Mekomos, I sent them in, but okay. If you have a Gemara Megillah, those of you who have one, most of the Mara Mekomos will be there, and in the Mishnah Brura Chelek Dalet. The Mishnah in the third Perik of Masechet Megillah, so, talks about B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha korin shlosh. That on Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos b'mincha, we have three aliyahs. Ein post, ein pochsin mehen, you cannot have less than three aliyahs. Ve'ein musifin aleyah, you cannot add to three aliyahs. Ve'ein maftirin b'novim. And on a Monday and Thursday, you don't read from the Nevi'im. Rashi says the reason why you cannot be mosif, you can't add aliyahs on a regular Monday and Thursday, is because it's bitl malach alam, it's a work day, and therefore people are anxious to get out, so we don't make hosafos. Okay? The same thing is also true on Rish Chodesh, which is also more or less a day of bitl malach alam. Even though we have four aliyahs, we also do not make any hosafos. And Rashi says, for that very reason, we're not maftir b'navim. We don't read Haftorah Nevi'im on a Monday and Thursday, or any day that is bitl malach alam. Okay. Now, let's go on to the Gemara daf Chaf Gimel. So actually, Tosvis, Kevod Mishum Kavod Toruhu, Kinegdo Nami Labot. Just one more thing in terms of the first Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on to say that on Yom Tov we have five aliyahs, on Yom Kippur we have six aliyahs, and on Shabbos we have seven aliyahs. So there, mosifin aleihem umaftirin b'navi. We add on to them, and we have a haftorah for navi. So there's Rishonim argue when it says mosifin aleihem, what is this going on? Is it going on both Yontif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, that we can add aliyahs should we choose to do so? Okay, and that certainly is in line with Rashi's chat. So Rashi says that why on a Monday and Thursday, any day that is bitl malach alam, don't we have hosafos? Because it's bitl malachot. We want people to be able to get out as quickly as possible since it's a work day. Hence, on Yom Tov and Yom HaKippurim and Shabbos, which are not work days, there's an issur malacha, so it stands to reason that on all of them, you would be able to make hosafos. Now, we generally don't make hosafos on Yom Tov, we don't make hosafos on Yom HaKippurim, just on Shabbos, and that's perhaps based on the fact that there is some rishonim who say when the Gemara mentions, when the Mishnah mentions that you can have Hosafos, it's only going on Shabbos. It's not referring to Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. What is the reason for that? So apparently there are Rishonim who don't agree with Rashi, that the reason is bitl malach alam. That the reason why you can't make Hosafos on Yom Tov either, or on Yom Kippurim, is because essentially the amount of aliyahs you give on a particular day, according to some Rishonim, is supposed to reflect the level of Kiddushas Hayom of that day. So for example, on Yom Tov, where there's Isser Malacha, it's a lav, right? So you have five aliyahs. Only five aliyahs. Okay? Yom HaKippurim, which is more serious. There's an Isser Karis involved. So you have six aliyahs. On Shabbos, which is subject to Mises Besen, so you have seven aliyahs. So according to that, if you'd have gives extra aliyahs on Yom Tov or on Yom Kippurim, you wouldn't realize the level of Kedushas Hayom. So according to those who are shown in, the only time you can make a hosafos is on Shabbos. Okay. Now let's look at the Tosfos on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says that whenever we read a maftir, so you have to actually read in the Torah first. So even though we really hold that maftir is olim and aminyan, you can actually have the seventh person called up, could halachically be able to read the haftorah. Could read the maftir and the haftorah. Could be the maftir. But nevertheless, we don't do it that way. We give it to the eighth person. But we always, even though it's an extra aliyah, we've already had a seven karim, you're still the person who reads the haftorah has to read in the Torah first. Because of kavod haTorah. You can't just read a Navi, you have to read in Torah first. So the Gemara talks about Kevin de Mishum Kvod haTorah Kenegdo Nami Laboy. Tosis asks at the end, okay, around five lines, the last Tosis, Kevin de Mishum Kvod Torah. So Tosis asks, V'hoshe ein, five lines from the bottom, V'hoshe ein metziyin bei sifrei Torahs b'chola shabosos. Just like at a Rish Chodesh, we have somebody read related, the maftir reads related to Rish Chodesh. On every yontif, the maftir reads related to the karbanis of that yontif. Right? So why don't we have on every Shabbos, v'hoshe metziyin bei sifrei Torahs b'chola shabosos likro b'shniya uv'yom haShabbos? Right? Kemo she'osin v'yontif. On every yontif, the, before the haftorah, we have a maftir that pertains to the karbanis of that day. So Shabbos also has karbanis. So logically, why doesn't the maftir every single week, why don't we read of v'yom haShabbos shnei kivasim, etc., etc.? So Tosis provides three answers, and we'll just read the first two. Okay? So the first answer is, so nira lefisha ein b'parsha l'shnei psukim. Because of Yom HaShabbos only has two psukim. And we know the minimum amount you can read. You know, for an aliyah, even though it's only Mishum Kavod HaTorah, but nevertheless, since the minimum amount you can read for aliyah is two psukim, so therefore you can't read of Yom HaShabbos every Shabbos. Okay? That's Tosis's first answer. And then he says, well, why don't we, the Engla Haskel, the Parsha Shalomaila, the Sain Parsha Shalomata. Why don't we just add on one pasuk from before? Or continue one pasuk afterwards? So he says, then you can't do that. You can't do that. And the reason for that is that in essence, there are three types of Kriya Satorah. There's a type of Kriya Satorah on a Monday and a Thursday, where the main theme of it, the main idea is, Limud HaTorah. The Gemara learns it out, V'yelchu shloshes yamin b'midbar v'lo motzu mayim v'mayim el haTorah. So the purpose, the idea of reading on a regular Monday and Thursday is not to go 3 days without Limud HaTorah. And the Gemara says that you have to read three aliyahs, 10 psukim, because apparently that's a unit of Limud HaTorah. However, there's another type of kriya which we learn out from Yidaber Moshe Esmoadei Hashem or Bnei Yisrael, that on every chag you're supposed to read pertaining to the chag. So that's a different type of kriya. It's a kriya v'nyani diyoma. Right? If it's a kriya v'nyani diyoma, you must read pertaining to the v'nyani diyoma. Right? That's why the Gemara talks about on Rish Chodesh, the Gemara's great difficulty. We have 15 psukim and we give it out to four people. Gemara's great difficulty how you divide the psukim, and we end up going back to Vamarat Lehem because you can't stop before three psukim before the end. You can't begin before three psukim from the end. So the basic question is, what's the problem? Just read a little further. Or start a little bit earlier. No, the answer is, if it's a kriya of Inyani Yoma, you must read Inyani Yoma. And Tosis even points out that even though there's a din of having three aliyahs, 10 psukim, but the kriya that we read on Purim only has 9 psukim. So what happened to the 10th pasuk? There's a kiyum of reading three aliyahs, 10 psukim. So Tosis says, Shaini Hosam, the Salik Yami. You ended the talk about Amalek. So apparently you can't go back, or you can't continue, because if it's a kriya of Inyani Diyoma, you must read related to Inyani Diyoma. So that's why here, since Shabbos, if that's you're going to be a kriya of Maftir, so you have to read about Shabbos. You can't start a pasuk earlier or a pasuk later. And since there are only two psukim, Tosis says that's why we can't read it. However, Tosis has another answer. V'od yesh lomar lefi shetzarich lahafti b'chol Shabbos b'nyani shoyom. That the maftir, right, has to be what? In nyani shoyom. The Ikarinan Bishol Shabbos, if every Shabbos you're going to take out a Sefer Torah and read about the Korban of Shabbos, of Yom HaShabbos, Im Kenya Heit Sarich Lahafti B'Desolik Medeh. V'Hainu B'Shabbos. So you're going to have to read a Haftorah that relates to what you read in the Maftir. Right? The Haftorah always follows what you finish up with. So if you're going to read about Shabbos every single Shabbos, you're going to have to read a Haftorah every Shabbos related to Shabbos. Okay? Then came you, kol Haftorahs m'inyan echad. So the whole year you'd read one topic for Haftorahs, which is a topic of Shabbos, which obviously we're not interested in doing, and that's why we don't read the Yom HaShabbos every single Shabbos. We don't read the Korban Ayom of Shabbos every single Shabbos. What you see from Tosfos is that the basic chiyuv of the Haftorah is to read a Haftorah that relates to the Maftir, what you finish up with. Whatever you finish up with, that's the Haftorah that you have to. Okay, now let's go on and try to move along to Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Megillah Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, all the way towards the bottom of the Yomud. So the Gemara says as follows. B'roshi chadoshim, and Rish Chodesh, u'v'roshi chadshecha. Rish Chodesh echaliyas b'Shabbos, if Rish Chodesh falls out on a Shabbos, so for Mafti we read about Rish Chodesh, so Maftirin v'hoya midei Chodesh b'chadsho. We read after what we call Hashemayim Kisi, the last parak in Nishayo, Hashemayim Kisi Varetz Adom Raglai, which finishes V'Hoya Midei Chodesh B'Chodesho Midei Shabbat Neshabbat. That's what we read on Shabbos Rish Chodesh. Chalios Be'echad B'Shabbos. What happens if Rish Chodesh comes out on a Sunday? So Me'esmol Maftirin V'Yomel of Yonas and Macha Chodesh. So the day before we read V'Yomel lo Yonas and Macha Chodesh. Okay. Now let's look at Tosis. The last Tosis, Maftir Ve'yomer Lo Yonas and Macha Chodesh. So Tosis asked Kasha, Amayin Osin Kain Kishachal Rish Chodesh Adar V'Rish Chodesh Nissen Be'echad B'Shabbos. What happens if Rish Chodesh Adar falls out on a Sunday? So what do we read? So we read one of the four Parshiyos. In other words, we have the Parsha of Shkolim, we have the Parsha Zachar, Para, and then Parsha Zachodesh. So why do we read that, Tosis asked? So why don't we read V'may Maftirin B'yoyoda U'Verishin Be'echad L'Chodesh? Why do we read a Haftorah that relates to Parsha Shkolim and to Parsha Zachodesh? Right? So why don't we read Vayomelo Yonas and Macha Chodesh? Okay. So let's try to analyze a little bit what Tosis is saying. In a way, Tosis is incredulous. It doesn't make very, very much sense. Okay? Because on the Shabbos before, when Rish Chodesh is Sunday, so on the Shabbos there's no special Maftir. We read the Maftir of that Parsha, the regular Parsha. Okay? And then we go on and we read a Haftorah of Macha Chodesh. But on Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zachodesh, we have a Maftir that relates to Shkolim and to Parsha Zachodesh. So if we have a Maftir that relates to it, so obviously, what should take precedence? Which Haftorah should take precedence? We just learned in Tosfos that the Haftorah always follows what? Always follows the Maftir. So then it should be Poshut that which should take precedence? The Haftorah that we do read. The Haftorah of Parsha Shkolim, the Haftorah of Parsha Zachodesh. Why in the world is Tosfos suggesting that we should read Vayomer Lo Yonas and Macha Chodesh when there's no Maftir for Vayomer Lo Yonas? So Tosfos answers is also incredible. So Tosfos answers as follows. V'yesh Lomar, he says, Mishum da Haftorah de Yoyoda midaberes b'shkolim. The Haftorah of Yoyoda talks about Shkolim. Why do we read Parsha Shkolim? That people should bring in the new Shkolim so that the New Year's Kabbalah should be brought for the new Shkol. Okay? So what Tosus is saying is, when you read Parshas Shkolim, you know that in the middle of the week there's going to be a Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So Ayin, who says it's going to be Sunday? So you ask your neighbor. Or you figure it out. Right? In other words, since even the Haftorah that we read, right, points to the being of Rosh Chodesh in the middle of that week, so Mamel, it's not necessary to read Vayomer Lo Yonason. You'll figure it out when the Rosh Chodesh is going to be. And he doesn't talk about it, but obviously that's even more true by Parshas HaChodesh. Right? We know that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is coming up that week. So who says it's Sunday? So that you'll figure out of it. So Tosfos says, in essence, the Haftorah's point to Rosh Chodesh being that week. And therefore it's not necessary to read Vayomer Lo Yonason Machar Chodesh. But in essence, Tosfos is accepting his principle that Vayomer Lo Yonason Machar Chodesh should take precedence over the Haftorah of Yoyada Kona Parshas Shkolim and Haftorah Parshas. Why? Parshas Shkolim has a Maftir, Parshas Chodesh has a Maftir, and therefore the Pashtus, the Haftorah should be on that thing. So the Masha answers as follows. That what you see is the following. What you see is that in essence, by the way, one of the things we're going to try to deal with as a major theme of what I'm going to be talking about today is when we read a Haftorah on a regular Shabbos that pertains to the Kriya of the parashah. He made Noah, so three of parashah Noah, so on and so forth. Is there an absolute obligation to read a Haftorah that relates to the Parsha? Or in the absence of any Yigari Biyomas of the Mela, we read pertaining to the Parsha? Actually, the Rav Batal has a Hakira like that. It is safer of Shiyuri Harab on the Yoni Avelus and Tisha B'Av. So in there, on the payment of Tisha B'Av, he says that perhaps the idea of Haftorah is in Yoni, to express in Yoni the Yom. Haftorah is an expression, is a way of expressing in Yoni the Yom. So he says perhaps we can view it as follows, that when there's a regular real in Yoni the Yom, like a Yom did or something like that, okay, so you have an in Yoni the Yom. So that will always take precedence. When we don't have any specific in Yoni the Yom, all we have is the Parsha, so the Parsha sort of becomes the Yoni the Yom of that chapter. Parsha's bolo, Parsha's rift, whatever it is. So that becomes the inyani biyoma of that day. And then that's why you read up. So what Tosus is in essence saying is as follows. What Tosus is in essence saying that since we have a kriya of Machar Chodesh, but we don't have a maktir of relating to Machar Chodesh. So what should you read? If you don't have a maktir of Machar Chodesh, so you finish up the Parsha. And since Haftorah is always supposed to be connected to the Gemar, to what you say, what the Maftir is all about. So if the Maftir is a Maftir of the Parsha, so therefore the Haftorah should also be Haftorah the Parsha. So what are we doing reading Machar Chodesh? Okay. This is the way the Masha explains Tosfos. So obviously, to notify what the Be'iri calls that Machar Chodesh is a hachrada, it's like a bulletin board. It's telling you don't forget, tomorrow is a Chodesh. So apparently that takes precedence over what? Over the green gomer on the theme of the Machar. Right. So if that takes precedence, you should also take precedence over Yoyada Kohen or Parshas HaChodesh. So the man says, hey, okay, now you do it. But since those two Haftorahs point to the Chodesh being in that week, so there's also a hachrada.
Okay. While I'll go a little bit out of order, while we're on this page, let's go over to okay, around eight, nine lines from the bottom. Yontivat. Tosis talks about the what you read on the last day of Sukkot. So, korin kol abchor mitzvus v'chukim, right, abchor, u'maftirin v'hika chalo shlom. L'macha, the next day, meaning in Chutz La'aretz, right, the last day of Sukkot, which we call Simchas Torah, so we read Korin v'zos habracha. We read v'zos habracha. U'maftirin v'yamot shlomo. And we read a haftorah from Malach and Perikhes, v'yamot shlomo, that Shlomo HaMelech had built the Beis HaMikdash, he made a Chanukas of the Beis HaMikdash, which ran right into, it was 14 days, ran right into Sukkot. So there was a 2-week celebration, which finished off with Sukkot. So that's what we read for the Haftorah of Simchas Torah. We read in the Torah, we read V'zos HaBracha, okay? And the Haftorah is V'yamot Shlomo. Okay. So look at Tosvis, Lemocha Karin and V'zos HaBracha. Okay? Umaftirin V'yamot Shlomo. So Tosvis says, we know that's not what we do. What Haftorah do we read on Simchas Torah? V'hi kashemos Moshe Eved Hashem. Okay, so Tosis says, V'yesh mekomos shenogu lahafti b'vihi achrei mos Moshe. There are places that read the Haftorah of V'hi achrei mos Moshe. However, Tosis says, V'shibushu, it's a mistake. Why? Sharei ashas eino mekem. The Gemara says clearly what you read. The Gemara says what we read is from Melachim v'yamot Shlomo. So he says it's a mistake. Okay? That how did we ever get such a thing, okay? That we read Vahi Achrei Mos Moshe instead of what the Gemara tells us to read Vayamad Shlomo, Rav Haigon was Mesakim. He introduced it. Good, okay, Rav Haigon was Mesakim, but why? Right? The Gemara says very clearly, you read in the Torah, you read the Zos HaBracha, and then afterwards you read the Haftorah, the Yamat Shlomo, so why was he Mesakein to read Vahi Achrei Mos Moshe? And those are something to mistake. Okay, now, this is obviously a very difficult issue. Be'ezus Hashem, I hope we'll have time that we see that sometimes we don't follow the Gemara, we follow other rabbinic sources, like the Psikta, Masechet Smachos. Okay, that maybe is tolerable, at least according to Tosis. The Rambam doesn't seem to go for that. But here, you know, with going against the Gemara, and there's no other, you know, source in Chazal or anything like that. So Mamela, like, why is it that Rav Chai was Mesakin, even if Rav Chai was Mesakin, why was he Mesakin against the Gemara? So obviously this is not an easy answer. It's not easy to provide an answer for that. But I'm going to try, at least to give a certain type of kibbutz. And I have to give credit to one of the people in our yeshiva, somebody, Rabbi Yehuda Landy, who's a show elimination, is a resource person at NAC. He's a Talmud Chacham who's gone through Shasset, really, an endless number of times. But what's also interesting about him is that he's a professional Torah guide. And he's really one of the best in the country. He really does his homework, he trains. So he was the one who, at least, I'm not saying exactly what he said, but at least gave me the kibbutz on how to perhaps answer this question. We have to ask ourselves a basic question. What do we read on the last day on Simchas Torah? What do we read in the Torah? So there we read B'zos HaBracha. B'zos HaBracha. Now, there are a couple of great difficulties with the fact that we read B'zos HaBracha. Okay? One is that every yontif, we see in the Rambam, that what we do is we forsake the Kriya of Shabbatos, and we read in yontif. Over here we do just the opposite. We drop the theme of yontif, and all of a sudden we're reading, finishing up a parsha of the Torah on a yontif as opposed to a Shabbat. So that's one thing we have to like think about. Why is that so? A greater difficulty, we pointed out before, that according to many, many Rishonim, on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to have more than 5 aliyahs, and we'll see for another. It's not Rashi Shita, as we pointed out. Rashi feels any time there's no Bikkur Malacha Lam you're able to add, but many Rishonim are of the opinion that only on Shabbos can you make yourself. You cannot make yourself on a Yom Kippur. So what in the world are we doing reading the Zos HaBracha? Can we give out 5 aliyahs for the brachas part? Right? We do it an endless amount of times that everybody should get, you know, everybody should have an aliyah. Okay, so those are 5.
But then we go on and we have the sixth sub here, which is Chasam Torah, and Chasam Bereshis, and then the Mahatir. But there's a halacha that I'm younger than you, see for another. You're not allowed to make this up. What happened? What happened?
So the basic question is, why Taka do we read?
Forgetting about that question of the Sabbath. But why do we read the Zot HaBrach as the theme of Simchas Torah? What does it have to do with Simchas Torah? You know, right now, we call it Simchas Torah, but in essence, what does it have to do with Taka Sukkah? So, the Chachmas Manoah wants to say that since this is the completion of the Torah, talks about, you know, the Zot HaBrach of Moshe, so the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu, the covenant of the Torah, so instead of reading the Zot HaBrach on a regular Shabbos, we read it on Simchas Torah, the last day of Sukkot, which is Simcha Yaseira. So we read it on a day of Simcha Yaseira, that is Simcha, as a covenant to Moshe Rabbeinu, as a covenant to the Torah. That's what the Chachmas Manoah says, why we read the Zot HaBrach on Simchas Torah. However, according to this chart, it comes out that really, in essence, has nothing to do with Simchas Torah. We're doing it simply as an exception, as a covenant to Moshe Rabbeinu, and as a covenant to the Torah. Okay? And we still haven't answered the other question of how we add a suffix.
Okay. Now, the truth is that there are at least two sources that don't seem to agree with the Chachmas Manoah. One of them, interestingly enough, this is something this Rabbi Landon made me aware of. The Rambam starts out by saying in Perik Yud Gimel of Hilchas Tefillah Halacha Aleph, he says, "Aminaga Poshit Bechol Yisrael Shemashlimim Es HaTorah Bishana Achas." The minhag pashut in all of Klal Yisrael is to be mashlim the Torah in 1 year. Okay? But we start maschilin b'shabbos sha'achach ha'gasukos. We start with Shabbos Bereshis, then we read Bereshis, and we go on and so forth. And then he says, we finish with Vizos HaBracha on Simchas Torah, on Sukkos. Okay? So he mentions that the minhag is that everybody in Klal Yisrael, the Midik Pashut B'chol Yisrael, that we have a 1 year cycle of reading the Torah. No, afterwards he mentioned at the end of the you look afterwards, he mentioned that we finish up. So that's now. Then he says that there are some whose minig is to have a 3 year cycle. And he says, well, that's not the minig question. That's where Rambam starts out, Perek Yud Gimel, which is to the locus of Kriya Sato. Okay. Now, he doesn't mention that the minig is minig Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Megillah tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, they used to have a 3 year cycle. Okay? He doesn't tell us that. So, first of all, what you see from the Rambam is two things. That apparently, ultimately, the Gemara mentions one time this minig of Eretz Yisrael that they had a 3 year cycle. So apparently, the Rambam is saying the minig tashit b'chol Yisrael, but ultimately, that went by the wayside, and even in Eretz Yisrael, they started reading on a 1 year cycle as opposed to a 3 year cycle. But then he mentions that there are some that I know, he doesn't say that they Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Apparently, the reference is, and this Rabbi Landy made me aware of the fact, that Rabbi Yamin de Tavello, who was a famous traveled to various communities, who was a contemporary of the Rambam. So he writes at one point that he visited Egypt. Okay? And in Egypt, he found that there were two different communities, two different groups, that some that read the Torah in a 1 year cycle, but apparently there were others who read the Torah on a 3 year cycle. Not in Eretz Yisrael. Apparently that's what the Rambam was referring to, that's not the minhag.
In other words, apparently there were people who came to Egypt from Eretz Yisrael and retained the original Minhag Eretz Yisrael to read a 3-year cycle. And obviously, because they read different things every Shabbos, they were never able to daven together. So Rabbi Yehuda Tadela mentions that the two times actually, the Shavuot seems to get together. Everybody would read about Har Sinai, and they would get together on Sukkot's Torah. Sukkot's Torah was one day that they joined together, and everybody used to join on davening together. Both groups used to daven together on Sukkot's Torah. What you see clearly from this is that the point of reading the Zohar HaBracha is not to finish the Torah, because those that had a 3-year cycle generally, almost never, could be having a long, long period of time. It coincidentally could have come out. Right? But basically, they didn't finish the Torah of Sukkot. So why were they reading the Zohar HaBracha?
I didn't know that they got together, they didn't do it one way.
Well, that's apparently what he mentioned. They did it, and they did that. They used to read the Zohar HaBracha. Okay? But again, the people had a 3-year cycle, they didn't finish Torah, so why were they reading the Zohar HaBracha? They really should have written to read Kalahar, which is normally what we do on a second day Yom Kippur. Okay? That's one thing that we see. Okay?
That apparently that wasn't the idea of reading the Zohar HaBracha necessarily to be gomer the Torah on that day. Okay. The other thing that you see from there is that the Rambam seems to be saying that even in Eretz Yisrael, ultimately they stopped reading the 3-year cycle, but the minhag ha-poshut b'chol Yisrael was to read on a 1-year cycle, even in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I'd like to suggest that what happened was as follows. That the reason why we read the Zohar HaBracha is not to be gomer necessarily the Torah. That ends up being coincidental. The reason for it is because the Zohar HaBracha happens to be in Yoni Viyoma of the last day of Sukkot. Why? Because if you read that Haftorah of the Yana Shlomo, Perik Hes, in the Lachim, so he talks about the Chanukah HaMishkan, and then it says that he was the Melech, Shlomo was the Baruch Yom, he gave a bracha to the people. Okay? And at the end he says that on the 23rd day, which of course is the last day of Yom Kippur, in the Torah, he gave permission to the people to leave and push it for the next day, and they gave him a bracha. So apparently, the real theme of Simchas Torah is not to be finished the Torah. Okay? The theme of Simchas Torah is Kosher Alay Pridaska. Atzel, Kosher Alay Pridaska. Pray God requires bracha. When you leave somebody, he gives you a bracha, you give him a bracha. So the theme of Simchas Torah is what we started today. Zos HaBracha Asheberach Moshe B'nei Yisrael. Right? Moshe Yehudashur Melech, the bracha of the Melech, right? Bracha is the theme. That's why it's actually the theme of Simchas Torah. That's why we read. And the melech comes out is one other point. According to the Rambam, it's even very logical to say that the Zosa bracha doesn't lend itself to finishing on a regular Shabbos as like just finishing up as reading a pious one. Because the Gemara says of the Basra that the last 8 sukkim in the Torah is Yochid Koros. Yochid Koros, one person reads. Okay? The Gemara says, talks about who wrote the last 8 sukkim in the Torah. One opinion is that Yeshua wrote it, because it talks about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? And the other says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it to them on tears. Okay? So Rashi learns, what does it mean that Yochid is Koros? So that you can't make a Hafsach in the two. You have to read it all together. Tosa says that you can't read along with the Malkor. Just one person has to read it. Okay? The Rambam has a very fascinating chapter.
The Rambam says, what does it mean that the last eight psukim is Yochid Koroso, is that you can read it via Hebrew. You don't have to have a tzibur. You don't have to have a tzibur to read the last eight psukim of the Torah. The Rambam Sanus was used to explain it as follows. What he said is that the whole Torah went through, by the time it passed the fire, so went through a process of tzibur. Moshe taught it to Yeshua, Yeshua taught it to the Tanya, the Tanya taught it to Klai Yisrael. So the Melech went through a process of tzibur. The last eight psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't talk about his death. Right? So he never transmitted it until it was first transmitted until after his death. Since it never went through the process of tzibur, that's why the Rambam holds that you can read it via Hebrew. You don't have to have it. Obviously, very, very clear. This is also something that I'm saying, that Kriyas HaTorah, especially the fact that we say Baruch Hu Hashem and Baruch, is a din in tzibur. It's a davar shebekdushin. So if you don't have to read it in tzibur, if you can have the yachid read it, so it doesn't really lend itself to be read on a regular, on a regular Shabbos, or when we finish Parsha. So we do finish the Parsha with it. But apparently the main kriya, the way we're explaining, is that is the Zos HaBracha, Shavera Rosh, the first five aliyahs is the main kriya of that day. That's the main kriya. The fact that we finish the Torah afterwards, we can do that even theoretically in Yom Kippur, we do finish it, so it is a day that we finish the Zos HaBracha, but that's not actually part of the kriya of that day. And apparently that's because of Kavanah Torah, so the Mela, that's what we do. We do it, you know, Kavanah Torah, we add that extra. It's not really an integral part of the Kriya of that day, and that answers that question, why you can't make a suffix on a Yom. The answer is, the basic Kriya is only five beliefs. It's only the Brachas. That's the rest of the Kavanah Torah, doesn't even have to be read to see. Rav Mincha Shlomo, which is the Sefer of the Mahagim of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, so he was asked the question if the Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutzlar. So it's really a major Talmud Chacham, can you give him a Chatzim Tayyip? But he has no Chi of Kriya there. Right? He's going back. He doesn't have to read. He's in Chutzlar. So Shlomo Zalman said, yes, he can. Because it's not really an integral part of the Kriya, it's only because of Kavanah Torah, but he's a major Talmud Chacham, and there are a lot of given that. Again, we see that basic theme, that at the end of the Parsha, it's not really a standard Kriya of finishing a Parsha. The basic Kriya is Zos HaBracha, because when we leave, we find Brachas Brachas Amela. Maybe that's why we read it over so many times, because everybody gets the Brachah. Right? Everybody gets it. Now, if that's the case, so what should be the Haftarah? So the Yad of Shlomo, the Yad of Haftarah, because that talks about the people partying, and it talks about, that Haftarah talks about the king, Shlomo, giving the people a bracha, and it talks about the people giving him a bracha. So that is the logical theme of Shlomo. But apparently now, the way we have it, right, for a very long time, it could, Simchas Torah would never fall out of the Shabbos. In other words, the Chutzlaret would never fall out of the Shabbos. Simchas Torah never falls out of the Shabbos. But even in Eretz Yisrael, Simchas Torah can fall out of the Shabbos. They read a 3-year cycle, so they anyway didn't finish the Torah. But the Rambam mentions that ultimately they switched. They switched from a lot, from a cycle of 3 years to a cycle of 1 year. If, when they switch to a cycle of 1 year in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes Simchas Torah falls out of the Shabbos. It happened last year. It fell out of the Shabbos. Okay. If it fell out of the Shabbos, so in Eretz Yisrael, they have to read 7 aliyahs. Okay? So it wasn't the case anymore. The main kriya was just the first 5 aliyahs. So therefore, they have to read the Vayomos Moshe as the tzibur, and have to add another aliyah, whether it be chasim tayr, chasim gerashis, or the matzah, whatever. So there was a need, there was a chiyuv Gomer to Parsha, and the Gomer to Tibur, the seven Aliyahs. If that's the case, what would be the end for which you would have to say a Torah? It wouldn't be the first five Aliyahs. It would be Yeshua. It would be the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. So once that happened, there were places where they would know it was a Kriya of seven Aliyahs. So Lamela, they introduced, and that's the way people took it. When they came back to Israel, they took it as a Kriya of the whole parsha. Mela, therefore, Chai changed it from the Yama Tlomo to the Torah of the Yama Tzvoshe.
But the Kriya is the same as the Mela. In other words, I think it's the same.
So that's, I can't tell you whether it's correct or not, but at least it's a kibbutz and how to work out the facts. And you know, we have a total of a change from what the Gemara has to say.
Oh, we have some more time. Let's go on to the Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, so far we dealt with Haftoras of regular Shabbosim, Haftoras of Yom Tovim, Haftoras of the four special Parshiyos that Tosfos talks about. There's one other time in the year when we read special Haftaras. Okay, we diverge from the Parsha and we read special Haftaras, a whole bunch of them. Okay, and that of course is in the summer months when we read what's called Shalosh de Perenusa and Zayin de Nechemta and the Parsha of Tshuva. So let's look at the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalios B'Shabbos Maftirin Chodsheichem Amadechem Sona Nafshi Hayu Lailatar. If Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on a Shabbos, so what do you read? You read a story that contains the pasuk of Chodsheichem Emuadeichem Sonana. Which story is that? It's Chazon. Chazon Yishayo contains those sukkim. Chodsheichem Emuadeichem Sonana. Now that this is the month that the Pesach doesn't like that month. Of course, there's a lot of Tzaras in that month. Chodsheichem Emuadeichem Sonana. For your life. Now, do we do that? Not really. Why? Because if Rosh Chodesh Av falls out of the Shabbos, so Tisha B'Av is the next Sunday. The ninth is the next Sunday. So we don't read Shabbos Chazon on Rosh Chodesh Av falling out of the Shabbos. When do we read Chazon? So we don't do it. Okay? So again, why are we ignoring the Gemara? So Tosfos talks about it. Look at the Tosfos. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalias B'Shabbos Maftirin Chodsheichem Amadechem Sonen Avshi. So the Einan Oosen came. We don't do that way. Ela Maftir B'Yirmiyo Shimud Var Hashem B'Shabbos Shul Bnei Tisha B'Av Chazon Yishayo. We read the Shimud Var Hashem, which is the second of the Sholosh de Peranusa, and the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, then we read Chazon Yishayo. V'atam L'fisha Ananogin Api Apsikta. That we don't follow the Gemara, we follow the Psikta Rabosi, right? That the Lomar Gimel de Peranusa Kodim Tishabov, and then he says to read three Haftaras of Peranios before Tishabov, then we read seven Haftaras of the Chama and two of Tshuva. The two of Tshuva is Dirshu Hashem and Tom Vidali, which is the Haftarah of Yaseres Hayomim, Chazal Darshi, Dirush Hashem Mitzvah. When is a Kodesh Baruch Hu specially found? Elu Aseres Shemit Tshuva. That's one after of Tshuva, and the second after of Tshuva is Tshuva Yisrael, which we read on the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Oddly, Tosfos says if you have a Shabbos after Yom Kippur, so then you read Dirshu on the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then you read Tshuva Yisrael on the Shabbos after Yom Kippur. Can you imagine if your Rav tells you he's giving a Shabbos drasha and a Shabbos after Yom Kippur? On that, I just wrote an article to go about that. The soup is to go, but that's not going to be out of time. Okay, so Tosfos says that's what we do. That's what we do. Okay, the question is, why again? Why don't we follow what the Gemara tells us? Chodesh Av falls out on the Shabbos, we should read Chazon then. Right? Why do we read? And the Gemara never talks about Cholosh Benusa, Shivat and Nechemta. That's all the Gemara says. The only time we have a special Haftorah is if the Cholosh Av falls out on the Shabbos. So Tosfos says that there's a halachic reason for it. Why? Because according to Tosfos' Girsa, the one who said this is Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav was the one who made this statement. Okay? Tosfos points out that Gemara Kindness is a Machlokas Rav Shmuel when the Avelus of Tisha B'Av starts. Does it start from the Chodesh, right, which is Rav's opinion, or does it start from Shavua Shechala? So even though Ashkenazic Jewry is knowing Niyug Avelus already from the Chodesh, maybe even from the 3 weeks, whatever it is, but the basic halacha is that the Avelus is Shavua Shechala. So it says that it's only Rav and Shittasa. That only according to Rav, it says that it starts from Rish Chodesh, that's why he tells you Rish Chodesh Shach, Shachali Yos B'Shabbos, you should read this special Haftarah. But according to Shmuel, it's only when you begin the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, it's only the Shavua Shachali. So that's why you first read Chazon on the Shabbos after. That's what Tosfos says. And then Tosfos says, he goes on and says, well, anyway, there are a few places that we find that we don't follow the Pesach of the Gemara, we follow the Pesach of other rabbinic sources. Like in this instance of Zikta, he gives us another example that the Mishnah Megillah says that on a kind of sigil you read brachas of clothes of a year. Now that's not what we read on a kind of sigil. What do we read on a kind of sigil of a yachal? Right? So that's based on the Sefer Sofer. Right? He sees, here's another instance. Well, you see, we don't follow the Pesach of the Gemara, sometimes we go off to other sources. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Rambam very carefully, the Rambam disagrees, it has no instance where we don't follow the Pesach of the Gemara. Because in terms of the Yechal, so the Rambam says that the only time that we read the Yechal only by those Hanesim that commemorate past treasures, but let's say a kindness Yishomim, or some other, you know, pending tragedy, so then we read brachas of klolos, which it starts to have. So the Rambam apparently feels that the brachas of klolos are meant to inspire tshuva and to avoid the impending doom. And that's the only time the Mishnah meant to read brachas of klolos. Otherwise, we read brachas. The Rambam over here also, even though the Rambam has the read three haftorahs of parayos before Yom Kippur, but the Rambam's order is the Rambam's order is Dibur Yom, the second Chazon Shayom, and the third before Tisha B'Av, Eicha Hanisul Zonah, the last part of Chazon Shayom. According to Rambam, we actually do follow the Gemara's formula of reading Chazon. In any case, according to Tosfos, we do sometimes diverge, you know, from.
Okay. Now, the question is, like, why? What is this all about?
Right? Don't we have, you know, how can we diverge? We have parshiyos, and don't we have to read from the theme of the parshiyos? The answer is empirically, that like we said before, and like the Rav suggested, that in the absence of another, in Yoni Diyom, the theme of Yoni Diyom, is that we read a third that relates to the parshiyos. Should we find a Yoni Diyom elsewhere? So the men were allowed to go from the Parsha, and we're allowed from the Akhari of the Parsha, and we read some other community. In that Shiuri Rav, the Rav points out that, well, first of all, you see to the Gemara itself, that the Gemara felt you should read something pertaining to Tisha B'Av before Tisha B'Av. Okay? But the Rav says that we find in Chazal, we find a theme of 3 weeks, a basis of 3 points. First of all, the Mishnah in Taina says that 5 things happen on Shavuos of the Tammuz, and 5 things happen on Tisha. It doesn't mention any of the things that happen other days. So we see that apparently there's a connection between Shavuos of the Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which creates a theme of 3 weeks. Another, we know that Kol Aiver Hesigua Bein HaMitzarim, where the Medrash Darshan Bein HaMitzarim means from Shavuos of the Tammuz
until Tishrei. So you see there's a theme of 3 weeks.
The third is very beautiful, that it says that Yirmiyahu in the first Haftorah Peronia says, Matan shown in Anim bar. And he says, Matel shoket and he wrote.
So the Rishalmi over there says that just like an Anim takes 21 days to ripen, so the Churban took 21 days until finalization. See a theme of 3 weeks. Once we have a theme of 3 weeks, we're apparently allowed to diverge from the regular authority Shabbatos, and we go on and read about the 3 weeks. Because again, you can preempt the regular authority Shabbos if you have another one. Okay. However, the question still remains. What about the Shodesh Av or the Shodesh Av or Shodesh Av and Shabbos? What do you read there? According to the Rabbah, according to the Tosis says clearly you read Shimut Bar Hashem, one of the Shodesh Avs. Okay? The problem is, there you're not just digressing from the Haftorah of the regular Shabbos. The Gemara says that you digress, the Gemara says that you read a Haftorah of Shodesh, Hashemayim Kisim Baritz Adam Rabbah. Do that? It's not out. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah brings down two opinions. In Simin Tuf Chosei, okay, on a regular Rish Chodesh you read Hashemayim Kitzi, Chutzma Rish Chodesh Elo Shechaliyas in Shabbos, Shemachir Nami Yisar. If Rish Chodesh Elo falls out on the Shabbos, you read one of the Shivat and Nechemta Nami Yisar. Now God says, Ramah says, V'yesh Omer Hashemayim Kitzi. Read a Shemayim Kitzi, Esham and Shemayim, but they know the Gemara says. Avo Rishchodesh Av Shachri Chalias in Shabbos. If Rishchodesh Av falls in Shabbos, Maftir and Shiv. Then we don't read a Shemayim Kitzi, Maftir and Shiv. The Yesham and Shemayim Kitzi. And he adds on Bechein Iker, but not in Shemayim. But the first one, Rishchodesh Elo, he doesn't say Bechein Iker to read a Shemayim. Shodesh Av falls on the Shabbos and says the main thing is you should read what? You should read Hashemayim Kitzi. Again, we don't. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains because in Elo, if you read the Shiva and the Chenta, so you can read Hashemayim Kitzi as well. Why? Because Hashemayim Kitzi, besides being the Torah of the Shodesh, is the Torah of the Chum. But the Navi tells us that the Rishalayim to Nechamu, the Re'isem, the Sot Slipchem, and so on and so forth. So it's an Haftorah of Nechama. So remember, you're reading seven Haftorahs of Nechama, and it doesn't have to necessarily be one of the actual Shibbutz of Nechama. You can read Rishalayim. Hashem came and Rishalayim is Apo, like in Shabbos. So then it says, the minute is to read Hashemayim. So what the Ramah is saying is that you can preempt a regular Shabbos Haftorah with this theme. But you can't preempt it when it's done. Okay? And therefore, you have to read it again. Apparently, the standard opinion is that no, that you're not supposed to be Matzik in the Shalosh and Perusa, and not supposed to be Matzik in the Shivan and the Tenta, and therefore, it takes precedence even over what? Even over Hashemayim. There could be just one other little point there. That point is the spot. The Gemara says, the Chodesh Av Shechalel is the Shabbos. The Gemara says, not that you read Chazal. The Gemara says, you read Chakshetem and Moshetem Sonnet. Tosus asks the question, how do we go against the Gemara? Go with Chodesh. He says, yeah, we do that sometimes. But Tosus gave us an explanation why we do it. Because we follow the opinion of Shmuel that the Avelus of Tishah are first taught in Shavuot Shechalel. So we do exactly that. When we read Chazon, we read it on the Shabbos before it says, why are we going against the Gemara? Why are we going against the Gemara? So maybe Tosis is saying we go against the Gemara, not in reading the Shimon of the Chazon, going against the Gemara. And it's called the Shabbos, how does the Shabbos, we read Shimon, and we don't read Hashemayim Kisim. That's what we go against the Gemara. It says, I'm told that you read Hashemayim. Now what is the reason for that we can possibly say? Why can't we read Hashemayim Kisim? because Hashemayim Kisvi is a Torah Necham. And certainly that period doesn't lend itself to the Necham. Okay? So the matter that's why, for him, we hold that. The truth is that in terms of pre-entering the regular Haftorah, we should bring the Chabad in down. That the Simon Kuf Kof Pes, by the way, without going to inside, running out of time, the Chabad says that it was a minute that if there was a chasm, so you read the chasm of Rida Haftorah, so chasm by Shem, the Kabbal, Natchi, the Rechai, the chasm, the time, the air, the towel, so on, etc. So you see something very interesting. That you can even preempt the regular Shabbos Haftorah, not just in some maybe over like 3 weeks of Shiva for him, even on a personal Yoni Yoma. You also have a right to preempt, which lends us to say that only because there's nothing else, that's why we read, so that becomes the Yoni Yoma. If you have even a personal Yoni Yoma, that goes. Yeah, however, the Machaber also says that even if you say read Shemayim Kisvi and the Torah Shabbos and Chavos for Shabbos, but you don't read the Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, that's a Shiva that this expression. So we see not like that, don't we? That Yom Kippur is precedent over everything, and apparently it's not exactly true. It's a remarkable Sukran that brings down that the vote when the Rambam died. So they read in the Haftorah of the Haftorah and no slow share of the ship. That's what they read from the Haftorah. So again, we see another instance where we also read that Rapai, when he took over from his father, he also read that Shlomo read coming to the king. So you see that leaning towards that direction, that on a regular Shabbos, you read Haftorah because in absence of anything else, that becomes the other deal. But if there's any other thing from the government, even a personal government, so that gets right. Now, one last thing, 2 minutes. I'm supposed to have 5 minutes of questions, something like that? Okay, let me just talk 2 more minutes. The first mission that we read, so it says that you don't read a Haftorah on any day that the Tikkun Olam. Now, Tosus raises the question, like, why does the read a Haftorah at a time of Sibur by Mincha, as opposed to the morning? It says because you read that it's a time of giving tzedakah to the aniyim because they need a meal for after fast. So it says shimru mishpat asu tzedakah. So that's the time of mincha when the aniyim come around. That's what it is. But there's a basic question: how do we read Haftorah again? It's a day of mitzvah malacha. Okay. So this is also something I think I recall from you. There's a gemara later on about chaf. Gimel on the base, on the base, on the base. But the Gemara talks about in a tiny sibur, how many aliyahs do you give before reading the Matan? Okay? Well, how many aliyahs do you have? The Gemara doesn't talk about the Matan. So there's one opinion that on Monday and Thursday you always have 3 aliyahs. Because anyway you have 3 aliyahs. But if it falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, there's one opinion you have 3 aliyahs, and another opinion you have 1 aliyah. Now, the Chor of Allah is when you read in the Torah, you have that 3 aliyahs. We need to come up with an opinion that only one of them. So the Rav says as follows, that since it's not really a day of Prius Haftorah, the only reason you're reading is because, like the Gemara said, you're not supposed to read a Haftorah nothing before reading in the Torah. So the question is, that's all you're doing, how many aliyahs do you have to get? So according to one, any time you open up the Torah, you have to read 3 aliyahs. Or maybe they hope there is a Kriya of the time. The opinion that says that you only have 1 aliyah is because the whole purpose of it is just to read in the Torah before reading the Haftorah. So for that, 1 aliyah is sufficient. So what do you see from that? Well, the Torah could very well be that the reason why we read a Haftorah on a time of Sibur, even though it's a day of the Torah, because the main Kriya is not the actual Kriya of the Chal. The main Kriya is a Haftorah. Kind of people who want to read Muslim and Bihim. But since the whole Kriya is Haftorah, so you can't ask the question, how can you read? And I just want to finish up as perhaps the reason why on Yom Kippur by Mincha. Right? So You realize that when you get an Aliyah from a Kippur, you say, Baruch Hashem Amirah, Baruch Hashem Amirah. You read it with the trap of Yom Kippur. By Mincha, you don't. You don't. Not only that, the rockets afterwards is not the Kaddish Yisrael of Yom Kippur, but the finish with logging down. So why is that? So yes, because even though the Gemara tells us you should read Parshas Harayos, but the main purpose of it is not really the Parsha, the Kriya of the Torah, but it's a Kriya of the being of any kind of Sibur. It's a Kriya of the kind of Sibur, so the name, and that's why you don't read it with the truck of Yom Kippur, and therefore you also don't read the kind of Sibur of Yom Kippur, the Kriya of the Torah.
All right.